Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
He is Shelley Moore Capito's worst nightmare. Shelley Moore Capito, the West Virginia representative, one of the two United States Senate, our wrinkled rhino, the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty, the Archmorons. Our special guest is Tom Willis, West Virginia State Senator. He is running against her in the Republican primary. The primary is going to be in May, and we're covering lots and lots of different territory, with this live exclusive interview. You can see our live stream on Rumble, and Rumble is like YouTube, only without the censorship. So hi, everyone on Rumble. Appreciate it greatly. Please share this everywhere. Download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network. So, Tom Willis, again, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it greatly. Can't wait to have you here in the studio for all of 2 hours. Boy, am I going to start drilling down hard in that 2 hours if you ever get up here. I would love to have you up here. So, Tom, you were serving as Green Beret and Special Forces, U.S. Army Special Forces, Green Beret. You served in Israel, is that right?
I did, yeah. I've been in Israel 3 times now, and I did my longest deployment in 2019 working out of the embassy there.
All right. What was it like working in Israel with the Israeli government and Mossad?
It's a fascinating experience. I was there when President Trump moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which was a historic moment. The U.S. Congress and presidents have been talking about doing that since 96, and Trump actually had the kahunas to get it done in 2019. You know, our cooperation with the Israelis was very close. They're obviously a key ally. In working with Israeli intelligence, Israeli special operations, it was a world-class experience, I'll put it that way. And people don't realize the number of attacks on the country of Israel. It's, even if you don't see it in the news, it's happening every single day. At a minimum, they were launching fire balloons out of Gaza to try to destroy Israeli farms every single day. So it's a country under constant attack and a fascinating area to work in.
Do you think Mossad was responsible for the Jeffrey Epstein scandal? Do you think it's a Mossad operation?
Yeah, to be honest, Dimitri, I have no idea. It's possible, I guess, but I don't have any facts to back it up.
What about your gut? What does your gut tell you?
I think you hit it on the head in the last segment. I think it was just a pure evil. It was just satanic. And this guy was a predator. And, I'm glad he's dead.
Do you think Israel has too much influence over American politicians?
I wouldn't say too much. I would say we've always got to be careful that they don't have too much. We always have to be careful that America is first. Our national interest always comes first. But listen, Israel's a key ally. I mean, a couple things about Israel. So I can tell you from having been there personally, the Israeli intelligence services and the Israeli military saves countless American lives every year through intelligence sharing and eliminating some of these terrorist cells and terrorist plans that we were talking about earlier before they happen. Before Americans are killed, the Israelis develop the best anti-missile, anti-drone technology in the world. And these are friends we want to have. They have the highest per patent population, per patents by population in the world. They've got some of the best tech companies in the world. And so just from a strategic perspective, this is a country you would rather get along with than not get along with, just because they help our own national defense with the technologies that they're developing.
Are you familiar with AIPAC?
Yes.
Are you accepting any money from AIPAC?
No.
Okay. Do you think AIPAC should be a registered lobbying group like all the others, or get special treatment because it is Israel?
I'm surprised they're not registered. I just assumed they were registered lobbyists. That's news to me if they're not registered lobbyists. But obviously AIPAC, So APAC, just so you know, is supporting Shelley in my race.
Of course.
And Let me ask you this here then,
because we're running out of time and I want to cover lots of territory. Do you think the mm-hmm. United States should be fighting wars on Israel's behalf, like Iraq and now Iran? Or do you think Israel should be doing it herself?
Well, I think that anytime we talk about foreign policy for the United States, you got to go back to the basic principles, and I think George Washington gave it to us best. We should not get involved in the foreign affairs of other countries unless there's a clear U.S. national interest.
Is there a clear national interest in Iran?
I think there is, Dimitri, and we may disagree on this, but here's the thing. Iran has been at war with the United States basically since the Ayatollah came into power in 79. They've killed somewhere between 600 to 1,000 service members. Some of them were my friends through Iranian IEDs and EFPs during the Iraq wars. I had personally some friends that were dismembered, melted, burned because of Iranian operations with Shia militias in Iraq. Iran has said their goal is to annihilate the United States of America, and they were developing intercontinental ballistic missiles to strike the United States of America and put a nuclear warhead on it. And so we had two bad choices. Either we take out their nuclear program now and we possibly lose some American lives, or we wait till Iran attacks us with an intercontinental ballistic missile with a nuclear warhead, and we could lose potentially millions of American lives. But make no mistake, Iran has declared war against the United States a long time ago.
Right. Do you think Israel should be fighting her own battles against Iran and Iraq and these other countries, or should we be fighting their battles for Israel?
Oh, if it's purely an Israeli national interest, we should not be fighting their battle for them. Absolutely not.
So you support President Trump's position of war now with Iran, or you're opposing it?
I support his action in Iran for the reasons I just explained.
Mm-hmm. All right, fair enough. excuse me. What else is going on? But what other reasons can you give us for why conservatives should be voting for you in West Virginia in the primary in May instead of West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito?
Well, I think the issues that West Virginia voters care about, you know, Shelley's got bad votes on them, so it's not a personality contest.
Like
this
what?
Is a policy.
What
this
vote?
Is a policy issue.
What
vote? So, she voted against traditional marriage. That's one. She voted to keep funding for Planned Parenthood. She had a chance. I'm not talking about a vote for the budget as a whole. I'm talking about a specific amendment to defund Planned Parenthood, and she voted to keep funding for Planned Parenthood. So she's wrong on the pro-life issue as far as West Virginians are concerned. She's wrong on the Second Amendment issue. She voted for to fund red flag gun confiscation across the country, even after, you know, the Second Amendment groups told her not to. She knew exactly what she was doing, so she's bad on guns. By the way, I just passed a bill that I authored personally to protect Second Amendment rights from red flag gun confiscation, and we're going to debate it on the floor today if people want to tune in and watch the floor debate. And she skipped the vote to keep boys out of girls' locker rooms. And once again, I put a bill in personally to make it the crime of indecent exposure. If a biological male goes into a female locker room and starts to undress, that's a crime now in West Virginia if my bill passes.
So these are
just some of the differences between us, but the conservative voting agencies, CPAC, Heritage Action, Freedom Works, they all give Shelley an F for conservative voting. And I have a 100% conservative voting record. And that's really the difference, and that's why West Virginians realize it's time for a change to replace Shelley Moore Capito with Tom Willis.
What is the most unusual, the most surprising thing, I guess would be a better way of asking, what is the most surprising thing that you learned about Shelley Moore Capito that the media and most of the voters don't even know? Is there one thing, one glaring thing that stands out that's hiding in plain sight?
Well, there's... That's a loaded question, Gus. There's a lot. We've got a thick opposition file on her, but I think that I don't think people realize how deep the corruption went with her father. Everybody knows that he was arrested, for misuse of state funds and went to jail. But there's a lot of history with that family, just coming down the line for behavior that's either illegal or immoral.
And does that include Shelley Moore Capito?
Well, I think that her policy positions, would fall in the category of not sound morality, and we just went through, on the traditional West Virginia family values, she's off the mark.
How did she vote or support the transgender surgery agenda?
I don't know about a specific vote on that. We do know that she's friendly to that community. She was just recently endorsed by the, I forget the name of the group, but it's the Alphabet Soup Rainbow homosexual lobby group that just endorsed Shelley. They obviously view her as better for their position than Tom Willis.
What does Tom Willis think about homosexuals?
Well, I think that all human beings deserve to be loved. We're all made in the image of God, but some of us make choices that are sinful, and it can be homosexuality, it can be adultery, it can be substance addiction, it can be across the board. But we shouldn't call sinful behavior something that's good, and that's the issue I have. If it's sinful behavior, call it sinful behavior. But there's always a chance. Anybody can come back to the truth and righteousness through a relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's how I view the sin of homosexuality along with every other sin.
All right, so just to be clear in my mind, not to belabor the point, but I want to be crystal clear about this. You know I'm supporting you. I can't stand Shelley Moore Capito or any other rhinos. Can't stand them. Cannot stand them. But I got to be fair here. I want to be clear, make sure that I understand this, that our viewers understand this on Rumble, our listeners understand this, and all these great radio stations that carry the show. Is Tom Willis saying that homosexuality is a sin?
Yeah, that's clear in the Bible, Dimitri. That's not something Tom Willis came up with. That was in my Bible when I woke up this morning. It's clear that homosexuality is a sin in the eyes of God. God calls it an abomination. It's condemned in both the New Testament and the Old Testament. And it doesn't mean that we don't treat people with love, that we don't treat people with respect. We always do. We speak the truth in love. But the goal is to call people to change from any sort of sinful behavior, whether it's fornication or homosexuality or adultery, and come back to the light through a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's where I stand on it. That's biblical truth.
I'm sorry, fornication with gays or any fornication outside of marriage?
Yeah, so the Bible lets us know that sex was created for a man and a woman inside the bounds of marriage. And so from a biblical perspective, and we're way down a rabbit hole here, but since you asked, I'll just tell you, from a biblical perspective, God's design for sex, because of the power of sex and the way it unifies the spirits between two individuals and the way it bonds people, because of the power of it and the danger of misusing it, God designed it for a marital relationship between one man and one woman. And our society has veered very far from that. So now I'm telling you just basic biblical truths. It may sound extreme to some of your listeners. That just lets you know how far our society has wandered from the faith or wandered from biblical truth. But that's also the reason we have so many problems in our society today, Dimitri.
All right. We're just about out of time, Tom. We always give our guests the last word to speak directly to all of our listeners on the radio stations as well as the Rumble live stream. So you've got about a minute to say anything that you want. You can bring up key points that you brought up earlier during our conversation, new points, and a call to action. Tell my listeners exactly what you want them to do. Ladies and gentlemen, Shelley Moore Capito's worst nightmare, State Senator Tom Willis, my microphone is yours.
Well, thank you, Dimitri. Thanks for having me on the show this morning. We talked about a lot of things, but again, the basic fundamental issue for this election is who's going to best represent West Virginia, and who's going to lead, and who's going to defend West Virginia family values and the things that are important to West Virginians, like our gun rights, life, free market enterprise, who's going to fight against socialism. Those are all things that I stand for. Secure border and a strong national defense and serving and protecting our veterans. I go around the state. People realize it's time for a change. They understand that Shelley is a rhino and that Tom Willis is a proven conservative leader. I'm asking people for help. I need volunteers. I need financial supporters. You can go to tomwillis.com and you can sign up to volunteer. You can send me an email. If you want to ask me about something, you can see our policy positions. And you can donate. So I'm asking folks to please go to our website, tomwillis.com, and join the team.
Tom Willis, thank you so much for your time. We've got to get you up here in the studio. You got to have your people get in touch with my people, and we'll work out something. We'd love to have you in here for the whole 2 hours, talk about lots and lots of different things. Thank you so much for your time. My very best wishes to you. We've just got to get rid of these rhinos. Tom Willis, you have a great day. Give my best to all my listeners down there in Charleston, the state capital. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you, Dimitri. Have a great day.
You as well. Tom Willis, vote for him.